This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَى أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. Brothers and sisters in Islam, a lot of us, and I mean us, find sometimes ourselves trapped into a sin, or more than one, that you go back to. Probably all of your lives, you've been trying to just come out of it. You're stuck there. Or we are stuck there. And that sin actually has taken control over you. It controls you. And this is what we call addictions, that you're addicted to it. It's different to habits. Things that you do out of habit, you have control over the habit. You can actually pass today. I'm not gonna do my running today. But addiction is when the control in that substance, if it is a physical thing, let's say drugs, alcohol, or in a behavior, sexual kind of behavior, it gets to you. And it bothers you. Brothers and sisters in Islam, does the Quran and Sunnah address this issue? Do we have a text that talks about this? Do we have revelation? Yes, we do. I'll share with you three ahadith. The first one was compiled in Mu'jam al-Tabarani the middle one, the الوسيط, الأوسط. The narrator is Abdullah ibn Abbas رضي الله عنهما. والشيخ الألباني رحمه الله authenticated this hadith. What the hadith says, and pay attention to this, ما من عبد مؤمن, there is no believing slave, إلا وله ذنب, unless or except he has a sin, يعاوده بين الفينة والفينة, that he goes back to from time to time, أو ذنب هو مقيم عليه, or a sin that he constantly commits, لا يتركها, اللفظ ذهب مني هنا, لا يفارقها حتى الموت, he will keep doing this until he dies. But pay attention here. فإن المؤمن, because the believer, خلق مفتنا, was created to be tested by these whims and desires. توابا, that tells you that after he commits the sin, even though he goes back to it, he immediately repents. مفتنا توابا نساء إذا ذكر ذكر, forgetful, but when he is reminded, he goes back. That's number one. Again, I will go back and revisit, because we have to understand this text in the higher context. The second evidence, الحديث المشهور في صحيح الإمام مسلم, قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم, والذي نفسي بيده, by the one in whose hand my soul is, لو لم تذنبوا, if you do not commit sins, لذهب الله بكم, Allah will take you out, ثم أتى بأقوام. Look, this is how we understand this. Then he will bring other people who will commit sins, فيستغفرون الله فيغفر لهم. Then they will ask for forgiveness and Allah will forgive them. That is two. Number three, الحديث الإلهي, حديث قدسي في صحيح الإمام مسلم also. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَذْنَبَ عَبْدٌ ذَنْبًا, a slave of Allah committed a sin. فَقَالَ رَبِّي, he said, my Lord, إِنِّي أَذْنَبْتُ فَغْفِرْهِ, I have sinned, forgive me. فَيَقُولُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say, علم عبدي أن له ربا يغفر الذنب ويأخذ به غفرت له. My slave recognized that he has a Lord who forgives the sins and punishes for it. He is forgiven. ثم يعود. Then he will come back. He will come back to the sin. He will commit a sin again. And after he commits the sin, then he says, رَبِّ اغْفِرْ لِي, oh Allah, forgive me. Then Allah will say, my slave recognize me to be his Lord, the one who punishes for the sin, and the one who forgives the sin, he requested my forgiveness, granted. So, these ahadith are obviously talking about that tide, these strongholds in our lives. These addictions, things that are in control of you, they drive your life, they are changing your character, they are making you a totally different person. Because you are under the bondage, the shackles of these particular sins. They influence you. The pattern of your behavior actually changes because of it. But again, before we carry on talking about addictions, sins that we commit always, and that is why we chose the title for the conference called Trapped, because a lot of us are trapped, are shackled. And we're trying to address that, inshallah, next weekend, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, here in Dar al-Tawheed. We need to understand these three ahadith in context. The first context, and this is the statement of Ibn al-Qayyim, rahimahullah, a believer flies back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with two wings, fear and hope. Certainly these three ahadith, which I shared with you, are a source of hope. But don't forget the fears. Don't. These ahadith are not a license to sin. No. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the tongue of His Messenger is telling you, even if you go back, still sin. Still repent. Even if you go. In the three ahadith, repentance was mentioned. Even if you go back, still repent. Because you have a hope. Never despair. Never. The second thing, ya ikhwah, it is a misconception, which really a lot of Muslims are inherited from Buddhism and philosophers and all these people, that you think at one stage in your life you can attain a holy life. You can become a holy person. And I mean by holy here, free from sins, not in reference to divinity. Yeah. But you commit zero sins. That's impossible. By the way, when you reach that stage, that means your test is over, time to go back. When you actually attain that, that means your test in the dunya has finished. You're done. Because you're here to be tested, to be tried. So you can't. But what matters is that you go back. And this is what is meant by the statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi sunan. كُلُّ ابْنِ آدَمَ خَطَّاءُ. All the children of Adam are sinners. But, look at this. وَخَيْرُ الْخَطَّائِينَ التَّوَّابُونَ. But the best of those, when they fall into sins, they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, Christians, they went as far as, you know, producing that formula called, we inherit, you actually born sinner. You're born a sinner. You inherited the sin of your father Adam, that we're all, it doesn't go this way yet. One more thing or two before we move on to the next thing here is, a lot of us sometimes when we go back to that sin, and then you come, by Allah, when he repents, he says, by Allah, I'm not going to go back to that sin again. And he actually takes an oath, and he still goes back. And that's very discouraging. You're not supposed to do that. You're not supposed to do that. You're supposed to make tawbah and have the intention that you don't want to go back. But you shouldn't be taking oath on this. Comes in the last thing, ya ikhwah, which is going to transit us to the next thing that I want to address, is you must strive to come out of this sin. That's your job. Even though it is an addiction, it is something that hard, but you must strive to seek a remedy. You must look for a remedy. And this is what Allah is looking at. And you cannot live by the idea that someone else was sent to die on a cross for you. You must do it. You yourself must do it. Inshallah, in the time I have, There are 7 steps. If you adopt by the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have the right intention, you will be able to come out of these sins. And again, I'm talking about the sin which you go back to. 1, 2, 3 sins that you always go back to, go back to, go back to. And medicine, by the way, confirms this. They tell you in the brain, there is a substance, the medical name for it called dopamine, I believe. That's what gets you excited to do something. That's why you feel the enjoyment, the temporary enjoyment of doing it. Because of that substance, your brain actually produces this. And that's why you will be willing to do anything, anything to commit that sin. This is why drug addicts, alcoholic people, they do crazy things in order to, because he needs that substance. That's where he gets the joy. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the first step, confess that you're sick, that you're an addict. Stop blaming others. Stop pretending that you're not, because you are, because I am. And dignify what it is. What it is? It is smoking, sexual related activity on the internet, and you go somewhere and what is it? Identify it and admit that this is haram. And by the way, when you do this, alhamdulillah, ya ikhwa, we're not like any other religion. Other religions out there, they tell you that you go on a Sunday and you sit in front of a human being like you, and you end up revealing your la. Blacks, our religion is on the basis of a sitr. قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, كُلُّ أُمَّتِي مُعَافَى إِلَّا الْمُجَاهِرِينَ أو المجاهرون, الضبط الثاني. All my ummah will be pardoned, except those who disclose their sins. You're not supposed to disclose your sin. I mean, the only time you could disclose your sin, if you have wronged someone, that sin engages the right of another, and you need to settle that. You go and let them know, listen, I stole your money, I cheated you out of your thing, come on, help me, I want to repent. Yeah, but the sin that you committed between you and Allah, la, confess it to Allah. In your sujood. You don't have to tell me, you don't have to tell anybody. You don't have to. There is no need for this. And when you do this, brothers and sisters in Islam, break in front of Allah. And this is actually where the test is good. Sometimes, people will not submit through the ibadah, but they will submit through the sin. They will not break in front of Allah because of the ibadah. You see, the salah is supposed to make you humble in front of Allah, breaks you in front of Allah. When you place that forehead in the ground, you break it. But a lot of Muslims, he pray, Allahu Akbar. فين الخضوع الخشوع. Where is that you're standing in front of the King, in front of Allah? Sometimes if you don't get that breaking from the ibadah, Allah makes you get it through the sin. Because when you sin, you know, you're humiliated. You know, you're humiliated. Even if people are praising you. Amir Abdul Hassan al-Basri said, by Allah, if the animals are decorated, carrying them, alayhi dhul, you could spill in the face of the person that this person is a sinner. Dhul al-Ma'asiyah. Fi wajhi. In cases, break in front of Allah, subhanahu wa ta'ala, say, you know, I did this. I committed this sin. You're my Lord. You made me. I'm not supposed to do this. Help me. This is what it means by confession. And you know what? If you're not confessing in this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us about the people in the hereafter, the disbelievers, that they will say, فَاعْتَرَفُوا بِذَنْبِهِمْ. They will actually confess that we committed that sin. But it's too late. But in the dunya, in your sujood, confess that sin. Stop blaming others. Don't say, oh, because of the way that I brought up, oh, my daddy did this, and my mommy did this, and the environment, I was brought up. Brothers and sisters in Islam, this is one of the greatest lessons that we derive from the story of Adam and Satan. One of the greatest lessons. Look, both of them disobeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Both of them disobeyed. Satan was commanded to bow down. He did no. He said no. Adam was commanded to eat from that, not to come near the tree. That means not to eat from the tree. He ate from the tree. What made the difference between the two? That's the question. What was the difference? And the danger, by the way, of you not confessing that sin, that may lead you to halalizing the sin, like Satan did, making it halal. A lot of brothers are engaged in usury, in riba. تجي تقول له يا عم ده usury. They say, yeah, Sheikh al-Fulani said this, it's halal. يا عم الحج, it's a sin, Allah يبارك لك. Confess it's a sin. Maybe if you begin from there, Allah will take you out of it. But if you say it's halal, 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 forget it. The Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, النَّدَمُ هُوَ التَّوْبَ. That your remorse, you regret what you did, is the act of repentance. If you don't see what you're doing wrong, then forget it. We can't move any further. You're going to be stuck there. You're going to stay there as long as you're there. But if you want to come out of there, you have to say, this is wrong. Me smoking weed is wrong. Me smoking hashish is wrong. Me drinking is haram. Me, the nugget, haram. It's haram. This is haram. Even if I'm doing it, it's haram. Look, the scholars, they say what? من استحل الحرام كفر وإن لم يكن يفعله. Look at this. If someone believes that alcohol is halal, he goes out of the fold of Islam. Ya ikhwa, this is takfir mutlaq, unrestricted. I didn't point finger, but I said if anyone believes in his heart, knowingly, not out of faulty interpretation, he understands what he's saying, that drinking alcohol, that medical marijuana is halal, he goes out of the fold of Islam, even if he does not drink. You see that? Even if he does not smoke. لأنه استحل ما حرم الله. He made halal what Allah made haram. كذب القرآن. He belied the Quran, belied the Sunnah. That's a dangerous state that you find yourself in. وذلك لابد أن تخرج. لابد أن تخرج بالاعتراف. Number two, we said seven steps and I'm going to finish inshallah before one, inshallah. Number two, hopefully, Arab. Number two, find out how you got into addiction to begin with. A lot of us got into these bad sins. How? I'm going to make it easy for you to grasp without going in circles. They say your child, if you don't make him busy, what will he do? He will make you busy. If you know your child, you have a baby around you, okay, go and draw, I want you to draw that, I want you to write this thing. If you don't do this, daddy, 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 daddy. Exactly your nafs like this. وهذا كلام شيخ الإسلام رحمه الله. النفس كالطفل Your nafs is like a baby. If you don't get your nafs occupied with the truth, your nafs will get you occupied with falsehood. إِذْ لَمْ تَشْغَلْهَا بِالْحَقِّ شَغَلَتْكَ بِالْبَاطِلِ. So what happened? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed a curriculum for the nafs. A guidelines for the nafs. You're supposed to get your nafs working according to this curriculum. You're neglecting the curriculum. Your nafs needs something to do. It's going to go into bad stuff. This is how we got into addictions. This is how we got into addicting haram things. Supposed to wake up in the morning, Salatul Fajr, you go to the masjid, sleep. Nafs is asleep. The nafs, sleep. Dhuhr, Asr, you're no longer occupied. Brothers and sisters in Islam, the goal here is not to be free from sins only. It's not to detach from sins. The goal is to occupy yourself with what is good. Because if you don't, it's like, you know, we built that beautiful sport court, and I hope you could see it after the Jummah, inshallah. It's a beautiful, beautiful thing. But if you leave it empty like this, what is going to happen? Probably some people are going to come and smoke drugs in it. But if we keep it busy, soccer, football, likewise your nafs. You say, I'm going to stay away from sins. Stay away from sins. Then your nafs needs something to do. And this is how we got into trouble, brothers and sisters in Islam. In nafs. And the problem with this, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, that we've been doing this for long. And Ibn al-Qayyim said, النفس تأسدت. Your nafs has turned into a lion. Into a lion. And by the way, the nafs doesn't fight you sometimes by itself. It calls shaitan too. Brings in shaitan. Shaitan al-jinn. And sometimes al-ins. Your nafs will say, let's go and see that guy who's going to take us to the club. Probably he has some weed. Let's go there. So this is how you got into this. So for you to come out of this, you need to begin the application of the curriculum. You need to keep your nafs busy with the truth. Even ikhwa, and it's beautiful, wallahi, words of Shaykh al-Islam. He said this, even when you occupy yourself with things that are permissible, it takes away from the truth. He said this, people who get so engaged into nasheed, you know, there are people who are coming up, beautiful nasheeds, they are not going to enjoy the Quran anymore. People who get so much captioned by the stories of the kings and Caesar, Alexander the Great, when you tell them the story of Nuh, the story of Arabs, interesting, yeah. And on and on. So even in the area of permissible, I'm not saying the area of haram, the people who are so found of the wisdom of Aflatun, Socrates, or Mish'arfi, if you go to Islam said this, Aflatun, or Socrates. ولذلك في حديث مسند الإمام أحمد إيه وعند الله في الحديث any community who abandons the sunnah, it's because of a bid'ah that they invented. It's due to a bid'ah, because the sunnah structures your life. So this is number two. Number one, number two. What was number one? You probably forgot. Confess. Number two, this is how you got into addiction, because you neglected the deen, the message, the commands. You followed the steps of shaitan. You said, I'm going to go to the club, but I'm not going to drink, and so forth. Number three, brothers and sisters in Islam, remember the consequence of going on with addiction. عواقب الإدمان والله devastating. This is stating, if you carry on like this, when you grow old, you have no strength anymore to come out of that sin. But when you're young, youthful, you can abandon the sin. You can, you have the strength. But we know when we get old, why? The sin becomes a trait. A trait, part of the nafs. And they give him that beautiful parable. They said, imagine your heart to be a sponge. And you put an ink pen on that sponge for a while. That's the sin. What has happened to that ink? It's going to penetrate your heart. وَهَذَا فِي السُنَّةِ قَالَ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إِذَا أَذْنَبَ الْعَبْدُ ذَنْبًا نُكِتَ فِي قَلْبِهِ نُكْتَةٌ سَوْدَاءٌ When you commit a sin, a dark stain goes to the heart. When you repent, leave the sin, thickened, cleaned. But when you go on without istighfar, without tawbah, that goes inside. Now, billahi alayk, by Allah, how easy it is when that ink penetrates the sponge for you to clean that sponge from that ink. You probably need to put it in water for what? Maybe a week. And hoping that it will go, but it will not go. It's going to stay there. Because you've been doing it for long. It became part of you. Even Ibn Qayyim says that you're going to reach a stage, and this is actually one of the most devastating aspects of this, that you don't enjoy the sin anymore. You don't enjoy doing it, but you don't want to leave it because it's a habit. It's something that you're part of you. Even though when you commit the sin, no enjoyment. It's not the enjoyment that you used to get years ago. No more, no longer there. You don't enjoy it. But you still need to do it because it's part of you. Ilf al ma'asiyah. حتى تفهم هذا المعنى. For you to understand this. قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, ثلاثة لا يكلمهم الله يوم القيامة ولا يزكيهم ولهم عذاب أليم. Three types of people, Allah will not look at them in the day of judgment, will not have mercy on them, will not speak to them. Look, the first one is what? شيخ زان. شيخ زان. Shaykh is not a sheikh. No, shaykh is an old man, elder. An old man who commits adultery. Ya Allah. You need to understand why he commits. Because he kept all his life committing adultery. It became part of him. He's still doing it because it's in. And that's the danger of you letting this go without tawbah. You're going to be an old man with white beard. And yet go and flirt and so forth. Look at the second two. The second one. عائل مستكبر. مدعات الذنب is not there. A poor who's arrogant. if someone is wealthy and he's arrogant, you can understand. It's because the guy is wealthy. He has a car. But he's poor, but arrogant. Arrogance is a trait. Is encrypted in his system. He kept developing arrogance, until it became like a lion. He cannot come out of it. He has no resources, but yet, he's arrogant. I love the third one. That is, Malikun Kadhab. Malik Kadhab, a king who lies. You're a king, why do you need to lie? You're in control. You can tell, do this, do that. You're a king, why do you need to lie? Because lying is not a trait. That's what happened. When you keep lying. You can't leave lying even if you're a king. In control. So this is number three, brothers and sisters in Islam. The consequence of the sin. Learn the consequence of that addiction. That at one stage, by the way, if you keep dwelling on that act without coming out of it, if you keep being trapped and sucked there, at one stage, you're not going to see it as sin anymore. You're not going to see it as sin. Your heart will see it good. Bani Israel, by the way, when they worship the calf, they didn't see anything wrong with it. And this is how Allah said what? Subhanahu wa ushribu fi qulubihim al-ijla bi kufrihim. Their heart sucked the fitna that they thought this is the right thing. Imagine someone who steals is the right thing. Someone who kills is the right thing. So this is number three. Number four, brothers and sisters in Islam, just for the sake of time here, don't despair. You see, this is one of the tools of shaitan. Shaitan, original name, is Iblis. Iblis. Iblis in Arabic derives from a noun called Al-Balas. What is Al-Balas? Despair. Shaitan despaired already. Shaitan already knows his fate. He's no longer hopeful in the mercy of Allah. Rajim, and this is the meaning of Rajim. He's outcast from the mercy of Allah. Because he despaired. Now you know what? He's going to inflict you with the same disease. Oh man, you've been doing this for long. You think you can come out of that sin? No way. Come on, man. You can't do it. You see, look at you. 2 years. 30 years you've been committing the same sin, man. Come on. Especially when somebody goes to Hajj, for example, and he goes in Arafah, and he sheds all these tears, and with the first week he comes back, shaitan is going to say, yeah, come on, come on. Don't fall into that trap. Always be hopeful. When you repent, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will accept your repentance. Number 5, 6, and 7 will come inshaAllah. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. الحمد لله رب العالمين له الحمد الحسن والثناء الجميل وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له يقول الحق وهو يهدي السبيل وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وعلى من اتبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. Number 5, brothers and sisters in Islam, if you want to make that change, change your objectives. Change your goals. What is your goal? Have you ever asked yourself, what is your goal? What is your number one goal in this life? What? The ultimate goal is to get to Jannah. You see, when you have that goal out there, because listen, you're going to have to sacrifice a lot. Listen, these addictions bring about some temporary pleasure into your life. They give you comfort sometimes. It's the wrong type of comfort. But when you have a goal like Jannah, Abu Firas, Rabi'a ibn Ka'b al-Aslami, radiyallahu anhu. Imagine this. Min ahl al-Suffah, a companion who used to live in the masjid. Imagine this. And I'll look at this now. He kept Hadith Sahih Imam Muslim providing service for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, especially wudu. He would watch the Prophet what he needs. He would run get it. When the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam needs water to make wudu, he would do it. For Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam noticed this. At one stage, he said to him, "Sal ya Rabi'a, what do you want, ya Rabi'a? What is your goal, Ya Rabi'ah?" Billahi alik, this is a companion min ahl al-suffa. He's living in the masjid. If any one of us, Ya Rasulullah, a house, Ya Rasulullah, a car, Ya Rasulullah, and a wife. That would come, that will come. You see, if this is your goal here, that will come. But if you have a higher goal, it will still come. You know what Rabi'ah said? Ya Rasul Allah, O Messenger of Allah, as'aluka murafaqataka fil jannah. I want to be with you in Jannah. Look what he said to him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. A'inni ala nafsika bikathrati sujood. Now help me against your nafs now. We'll go back to the nafs. Do a lot of what? Salah, yani. Sujood, yani salah, yani. Sujood, juz' min as-salah, yani. With that, we call the rak'ah. We call it what? Rak'ah. Why it's called rak'ah? Because of the act of ruku' in the salah. So don't think that sujood, that you don't sujood without salah. La, sujood ma' as-salah. Except sujood al-tilawa or sujood al-shukr. That's another thing. But here it is, goals. Goals, ya ikhwa. Higher goals. Your goal of Jannah. And look, wallahi, ya ikhwa, I love this. Man kanat al-akhiratu hamma. If the hereafter is your goal, Jannah is your goal. Look at this. Ja'ala Allahu ghinahu fi qalbi. Allah will place his riches in his heart. He's going to see himself rich all the time. Wa jama'a alayhi shamla. He's going to have the perfect lifestyle. وَأَتَتْهُ الدُّنْيَا وَهِيَ رَاغِبًا. And the dunya will come to him. The car and the wife and the will come. Goals. Number six, ya ikhwa, before the last. Change the place, the people who invite you to that sin. Yesterday we were explaining Surah Tabarak and something amazed me that when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about the people of the hellfire, كُلَّمَا أُلْقِيَ فِيهَا فَوْجٌ. When a group are thrown into hell. In tafsir this verse, and in Qurtubi, he said, everyone will be thrown into, وَالْعَيَادُ بِاللَّهِ, or going to Jannah with those whom he loved. If you're hanging around people who take you to drink, those are the people that you're going to be with in the hereafter. Anas says that a Bedouin came, Ya Rasulullah, Mata Sa'ah, when is the hour? what helped you get out of that knowledge? What did you prepare for the hour? What did you do for the hour? He said, wallahi, not too much, except that I love Allah and His Messenger. Look at this. You are with those whom you love. And I said, by Allah, this was one of the most beautiful things that we heard from the Messenger of Allah. And then he said, I love Allah, His Messenger. I love Abu Bakr and Umar. And we hope in Allah that He will gather us with them in Jannah, even though our a'mal, our actions do not attain us their status. Change your... Leave. And don't delay. Hadith Qatil al-Ma, the one who killed 100 souls, what was the advice of the sheikh, of the scholar to him? What did he say to him? Yeah, you have a chance to leave that addiction. You see, he was addicted. He's a serial addicted to killing. He killed 100 people. It's a lot of people. 100 people. But here's what you need to do. Leave that place. Go to that place. And you know the story. Yusuf. Perfect. Perfect place for a sin. Perfect. What did he do? Run away! She tore his shirt. And that was the thing from the back, because he ran away. You know the story of the three who went into the cave, and each one of them have to come up with amal in order for the truck to be removed for them to exit. What happened to the second man who loved his cousin, female cousin? He was sitting out there. She said, Taqillah! Fear Allah. He said, فَقُمْتُ عَنْهَا. I ran away. Don't. A lot of them say, oh, I hang around these guys. They drink, but I don't drink. They smoke, I don't. Yeah, well, the Arabs have a very famous line. They say, الصَّاحِب سَاحِب. The صاحب, the companion, is a pooler. he will pull you. سيسحبك. He will take you. The relationship is not going to stay mute. The last thing, inshallah, and only 5 minutes, is read the stories of those who have been there. قصص التوابين. Those who repented from such. Fudayl ibn Ayyad, for example, ya ikhwa. Read his story. Read the people who were engaged in sins, and you will see. And remember this. One of those people asked Al-Husayn ibn Ali radiallahu anhuma this question. He said to him, I'm sick and I need medicine. Al-Husayn said to him, I'm not a doctor. You need to go to the doctor. He said, no, I know that you can treat me. He said, what's wrong with you? He said, there is a sin that I always go back to. I cannot leave it. I cannot. He said, when you commit the sin, remember these 5 things. Number 1, find an earth different to the earth of Allah. Find a place. Allah created this earth. 2, you see that food that you're nourishing your body with which you gain the strength to be able to sin, get a provision away from the provision of Allah. Rizq, accept from the rizq of Allah. Number 3, find a place where Allah doesn't see you. Find a place where you can be seen. Number 4, when you keep doing this and the angel of death comes to seize your soul, tell him, please, wait until I repent. Tell the angel of death that. Number 5, in the day of judgment, when Allah asks you, did you do that sin? Tell him, no. Lie to Allah. Wallahi, ikhwan, we have a merciful Lord. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ. Don't ever despair from Allah's mercy. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا. Allah forgives his sins. فَسِيكَ. You have to do it. We're Muslims. We don't believe someone was crucified for us. No, 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 no. This is an invitation to sin. لا. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُلَنَا. Those who strive, Allah will guide them. Strive. Strive. You sin, repent. You sin, repent. You sin, repent. I close with this, and I promise. Someone who was engaged in such a sin, فَهِ feels the guilt and the remorse, and he didn't know what to do. So he went and he sat in front of a house on the top of a hill. So he heard that a mother has beaten up her child. And she said to him, get out of the house. The child misbehaved. Get out of the house. Get out of here. She kicked him out and she locked the door. So the little boy started walking around and exploring life, being away from the mother and the house. And then he came back, knock. The mother wouldn't open. Knock. Knock. She wouldn't open. Until he started, Mom, please, I'm sorry, Mom, please. Made a mistake, Mom. I won't do this again, Mom. Please. Can I go back in, please? 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 She finally opened the door and given him a hug. That's what we need to do. With Allah, وَلِلَّهِ الْمَثَلُ الْأَعْلَى. To Allah belongs the best example in the heavens and the earth. That's what we need to do. Don't wait. Right away. Oh Allah. The same sin, yes. Repent. Repent, repent. اللهم اغفر لنا ذنوبنا وإسرافنا في أمرنا وثبت أقدامنا وانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من الفتن ما ظهر منها وما بطن. اللهم انصر دينك وسنة نبيك وعبادك المؤمنين. اللهم وفقنا إلى ما تحب وترضى، وخذ بنواصينا إلى البر والتقوى. Very quickly, Ikhwah, our financial records reports will be out inshallah this week, and we're going to hang it on the wall, and we're going to share it with you in the fundraising night on Saturday, April 1st at 6 p.m. The sport court is complete inshallah, but there is some more work that will be done after the functions. But please, I invite all of you not to leave, brothers and sisters, please go and take a look for yourself and see what we got for our youth inshallah bi-ibnillahi ta'ala. So take number three, remember our fundraising on April 1st and the conference trapped. That's why actually this conference is addressing contemporary issues, addictions that are related to our youth in particular, like marijuana, drugs, pornography, and all that stuff. Inshallah, we're inviting 7 speakers, inshallah, to address these issues from an Islamic perspective. So join us, inshallah. So don't forget the fundraising. Please bring somebody with you, bi-ibnillahi ta'ala, to help us, inshallah. The last thing this weekend, I'm here, inshallah, Saturday and Sunday, and I'm explaining Surah Tabarak and Surah Al-Qalam. Inshallah, come and bring your family Saturday and Sunday between Maghrib and Isha. And after Fajr, we have talks, inshallah. Jazakum Allah khaira. Fadla.
قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.